because consciousness is based in a former moment of consciousness, there can be no beginning to its continuum. There is no beginning of consciousness, and there is no end to it. This continuum makes possible the transformation of the mind into improved states. When the mental continuum is associated with impure states, our experience is limited to the realm of cyclic existence. When the mental continuum breaks free from impure states, we can achieve nirvana. In this way, all phenomena are the artifice or the sport of the mind. The impure phenomena of cyclic existence are the sport of impure mind. The pure phenomena of nirvana are the sport of pure mind. Since it is said that in the mind is not to be found, the nature of the mind is clear light. Impure states, such as lust and hatred, are not part of the nature of mind, but must be produced by ignorance, a consciousness misconceiving inherent existence, either in the present moment or from an earlier source. All faulty states of mind have mistaken consciousness as their root. Ignorance is a form of consciousness that is mistaken about the object of its attention. It is wrong about it. It has no valid cognition as its root. A mistaken consciousness and an awareness with a valid foundation have contradictory ways of apprehending phenomena, so the one harms the other. When, in your practice, you become accustomed to correct attitudes, faulty states of mind naturally diminish until finally they are extinguished. The very system of the Buddhist teaching is based on natural contradiction. We want happiness and do not want suffering. The pain we seek to avoid mainly stems from mental attitudes. And since the source of mental suffering is afflictive emotions, either directly or indirectly, we have to consider whether there are any forces opposing them. If, for instance, anger causes suffering, then we must find a contradictory force. For anger, it is love and compassion. Although anger and love and compassion are all consciousnesses, they have contradictory ways of apprehending the same object. Their realizations are opposites. Similarly, if a room is too hot, there is no way to reduce the heat but to introduce cold. Just as heat and cold oppose each other, so too do opposing mental states, pure and impure. To the extent you develop one, the other decreases. Therefore, it is possible to remove faulty states of mind. Antidotes exist. The mind itself is a conventional truth. The reality of the mind, its emptiness of inherent existence, is its ultimate truth. These two truths are contained in one indivisible entity. Just as there is a union of the two truths, conventional and ultimate, with respect to the mind, so there is a union of the two truths with respect to each and every object. Its appearance is a conventional truth, and its emptiness of inherent existence is its ultimate truth.